Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robotech. I'm Scott Arsalan 5. This is Beskar Snake. How are you? No, Sally. You know, how are you, Beskar? What is life treating you? Tell me your day you were born since now. Go.
Okay, so I was born in 1980.
You're like, do I really want to dox myself?
I really want to share how old I am. You see the... One of my aunts, we have like family get togethers almost every month.
Yeah.
And she still is like, oh, you're getting a little bit of gray. I'm like, I've had gray in my hair since I was 15. It's not really in danger. But no, I'm doing well. I don't know what I'm going to talk to you about since we don't have Sally here.
Yeah, we have to step up the bar. I don't know how we're going to. We have a high bar to raise now.
I feel like we're just going to have to sit here in silence because nothing's going to top that. So
it's like the most Gabriel Iglesias being the headline like comedian. And then we're just like the next up to go and we're just starting amateurs. So it just feels like night and day now. I mean, no offense to you, but obviously you're a great co-host. But, the bar is here and we're at here. So if you aren't listening,
that's actually closer than I thought we'd be. So I'll take it.
If you're listening to Spotify, that is at least 10 inches maybe.
I think it's about eight PlayStation 2
stacks
cases. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. In video games terms. What have you been playing, sir? I feel like we're so bad at this. I'm so sorry. We have lives, all right? I just said this right before stream. I'm like, I don't get paid enough for this job, which is not a job, it's a hobby. But still, regardless,
I have to pay him to be on it, and I don't even want to be on it. So figure out how that works.
Yeah, exactly. I did pay him. That is a true fact. I did actually pay you, just not what you're looking for.
It's true.
And now you could. Oh wow! Let's see how valuable that was. I feel like I put it
in the bank.
Nice. I feel like now you know how you cheat. So I snail mailed Beskar Snake $100 like Monopoly money, and I feel like if you are given one, you could totally cheat with it. You can't cheat in the game. But you could cheat if someone else gives you it. I think that's a loophole. So you just gotta be on this podcast for like, what are we at, 55 now?
I think 84 years.
Yeah, it's been 84 years. I could still smell the fresh paint. But yes, anyway, sorry. We're getting off topic already. What video games have you played last month or the last conversation we had?
I'd say the three biggest, Mario Kart World, because I have a video game addiction.
You got the new Wii.
I got that new Wii. I did get one. Mario Kart World is fun. been playing some Donkey Kong Bonanza as well. That game is extremely fun. That is really well done. I do want to play that more, but the one that I've been putting the most hours into and been having an absolute blast with because it's absolutely incredible is, of course, Death Stranding 2. It's so good. Like, I know that...
Excuse me, YouTubers, but yeah, go on.
obviously, there's a lot of... I don't want to say controversy, but just a lot of talk about the first Death Stranding, and it's a walking simulator and it's boring and all that. I know I'm very biased with Hideo Kojima. I still think he is one of, if not the best game developers ever.
Yeah, no idea.
Don't know. Hey, when you have banger after banger after banger, it just
you're using my words against me. I don't know how I feel about this. Banger after banger after banger.
But no, like the first one, very divisive. it was a bit slow. I think I got it when it first came out, and as I tend to do, got distracted by a bunch of other games. But when I finally sat down and really dug back into it and finally completed it. I think I played it at just the right time that it hit just the right bubble and the right niche of what I needed to play.
Yeah.
The second one, there's definitely a lot more focus on, I guess I could say it's faster paced and it gives you some more options and it's a little more action oriented. Whereas the first one kind of steered you a little bit more in one direction. The second one, while I'll still say it's not a game for everybody, I think that it will appeal to a lot more people than the first one did. So yeah. if you played the first Death Stranding and you didn't quite jive with it, or you didn't finish it or something, I would say at least watch some on the second one. Maybe don't go out and spend full price on it quite yet.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the first one, absolutely pick up the second one, because like I said, it's even better. It feels like you get a lot more tools a lot more quickly. But yeah, I would say like I mentioned before, it has a much better chance of appealing to more a wider group of people than the first one did. And just a little quick honorable mention, I did finally finish Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Oh yes. Man.
Absolutely fantastic game.
I think he recommended me last time, or one of the last times.
I know I did, because one of the biggest things that I bring up is a lot of people are pushed away from a lot of RPGs that are turn-based.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't enjoy them. And I get that. I still do enjoy them quite a bit. But this one, it adds to the standard turn-based. It definitely flips it on its head. You can have a chance to do more damage by button presses, and you can also dodge damage or parry even. So it adds a new layer. If anybody, I'm really dating myself here, if anybody played The Legend of Dragoon way back on PlayStation 1, there's some mechanics very similar to that they had in Legend of Dragoon that they have in Expedition 33, just with, like I said, button presses for critical hits and things like that. So yeah, it's if you enjoy a great story and you think that you might be able to get over turn-based, especially with a little bit of sprinkling of some extras in that turn-based nature, and it's very cinematic, I think that one, while I haven't beaten Death Stranding 2, Expedition 33 and Death Stranding 2 right now are very much a toss-up for my favorite story of 2025.
Hey, easily. Not yet. We got a couple months.
I know, but...
you can't put that sticker on yet.
It's so, that's why I said it's...
Wait 6 months.
They're in the running. They're in the running. But yeah, that's mostly what I've been playing, and of course, as always, some other little smatterings here or there. So
there,
just wait till next month, depending on when we do this.
What's the next month? I actually don't know. Okay, I guess we're in for the treat for that one. Is it Metal Gear Solid related? Did I miss? That's pretty much the only thing I can think of. All right, fair enough.
You might want to bring a six pack, or
I'm just gonna be here, just like
snacks.
I'll just like turn off the webcam, and you could just have at it. Honestly, the rest of the stream.
Roll your recliner in. I
could go all the way back too. By the way,
Like, all right, I'm just gonna be here for a while. definitely bring some snacks.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid, got it. Anyway, so what I played, I have news for you, sir. Are you ready for this? Are you standing or sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Okay. I beat Petraro.
Oh, dang. I haven't even done that. Good job. Nice.
Yeah. I beat the poker player at Petraro. Petraro. it was on mobile, but it still counts.
Hey,
It's there.
If you emulate, I don't know, Donkey Kong 64 on your cell phone and you beat it, you still beat Donkey Kong 64.
That's true. I never going to play that game again. It's going to be great. No, I will. Now I need to beat it on PC. But yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to get it. And then last minute, I was like, money. Anyways, I think I mentioned this a while ago, but I did play Starbirds, the demo by Calisco Guard. I always cannot speak it, but they do like very educational videos. This is kind of you find planets and grab the resources with. It was a demo. It was fun. And then I also played. Sorry, go on.
I was just gonna say I enjoy space.
Yeah, you'll check it out. It's a demo, and then you could always like uninstall it if you don't like it. Demotologist, I tried that finally. I know it's like a 20-year-old game, but very frustrating in the sense of you only have one level. I played with another streamer, Gnar, and so we were just like stuck on the same level, and it seemed like the leveling up system wasn't as like great as Phasmo. Whereas like obviously you have 8 levels to select or whatever it is. This was like one set level, so it was kind of hard and, well, mostly like repetitive. I didn't mind if it had like 2 maps, so that way it's like, okay, we played this one for a bit, let's switch to the other one, and then okay, let's go back. So it's at least somewhat tameable, but it's like you need level, I don't know, 4 or 5 or something ridiculous to get it. And we played that game for 2 hours and still at level 1. So it's, I don't know if we're just terrible at the game, but yeah, I mean, I think you just got to grind it offline or something to get to another level. So hopefully we could do that again. What else did I play? I feel like I haven't done. Oh, I played also Headliners. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
So that's people should get it. It's actually pretty great. It's like $5 or something. But imagine like Lethal Company and similar to those aspects. But you're a photographer in basically the Cloverfield movie. it's silly. A lot of stuff going on, and I'd play it by myself, and it was fun. I'm sure it's more fun with other players. And of course, Trackmania. I am going to, in the release of this video, well, in the recording of this video, I'm doing my first ever Trackmania tournament this weekend, which I'm going to be terrible at. But you know what? I make an excuse so I can say I played in one and also watch one, because I feel like that game nice. Isn't, maybe it'll show up in Chicago. I'm from Wisconsin. But this is probably the closest it's in Missouri. So we'll at least witness one, watch one. That'd be cool. I know I'm not going to do so hot. The maps are hard. They're very difficult, but yeah. And then I got back into last one, I promise. Prison Architect. That one was...
Have you ever played that before?
Never.
That one's new to you, right?
Yeah. It's only like my number 3 most played game. But, you know. But I think I've mentioned this probably many moon podcasts ago that I won a contest and I got a doggy bowl. It was like submit a picture of a dog. And I actually had to ask my friend who had a tactical thing for his dog. So I was like, perfect. Prison Architect. So yeah, I have a dog bowl with the icon of a dog on it. And then I was wearing the shirt recently. I'm like, you know what? I want to play it again. So
nice.
Oh, I also, last thing, I promise, I lied. I also went to like an hour and a half away to like, I just like walked in. It was like, oh, video games and stuff. I was like, sure. Like a video game bar. I'm like, okay, sure. It's like you pay a certain amount of money. It's like $30 for the entire day. You play, and it was awesome. I was like, why isn't there something here closer? It was very cool. I got an hour free if you like join that day. So I just, and it's closing like pretty much at the time I was done. So I was like, yeah, I'm not paying for a full day. And I kind of plugged. I was like, they're like, oh yeah, a streamer was just here the other day. And I'm like holding my teeth. I'm like, argh. I was like, don't say it. Don't say it, Scouter. Don't do it. And then he continued. I was like, so, do you guys do fundraising? I plugged my fundraising. So I was like, it's a win-win. You guys can advertise it, yeah. People. And they were like, oh, for WDC, they're like, oh, we actually have a scuba like group or aquatic group or something that comes by. I'm like, okay, can you like mention it to your boss? And so they gave me the card. So I'm hoping I could be like, hey, can you connect me with this? And this could be an event for you. And they just like are soft opening right now when I went. So I maybe ask, you know, Sally for maybe directions. I could like, you know, a direction to like type to them without them say, hopefully to not say no. Like, you don't have to provide anything, or I don't know. But I'll probably shoot it past her. But anyway, sorry, I'm blabbering. We talk about gaming podcasts, believe it or not, even though we spent 15 minutes talking about the last games we played. I mean, no spoilers since this movie, since this recording started. Oh yeah, AGDQ. I missed that. So.
Oh yeah, no. This is actually from last.
I didn't watch any of it. I'm so ashamed.
I caught little bits and pieces. I need to go back and watch some stuff that I wanted to get on, but I just didn't get around to.
And I hate to say this one, and I hate to bring news or / politics into this, but apparently is what I just know a little bit of it. The UK is requiring IDs for you to buy video games. Since we do talk about video game news and stuff every once in a while, that is a thing. And it's like a third party that... It's not really, it just sounds so sussy. I'm so sorry for those individuals, and I hope something will change, at least maybe a more secured one. But anyways,
yeah, on that note, something kind of funny, I won't say it specifically because I don't want to,
yeah,
anything, but look up that with Death Stranding 2. Just to be on topic for what I talked about, just look up for stories about that. There's something that's kind of funny about it. Like I said, I won't say it specifically.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to talk about it too much with whatever. Because it's like, I don't know too much because we don't live in the UK, so we can't really attest. And I didn't really, to be honest, really read into anything about it. So that's kind of my own doing, granted. But so if you want to look into it yourself, please do so. And make your own judgments and opinions. I'm just what I heard through the grapevine. So, yeah. Anyways,
you have grapes.
I do. Some grapes. I did actually have grapes in my yard when I moved in here, and I dug them all out because they're all dead. Oh, fun fact.
I have some grapes in the refrigerator.
Oh, can't them out. Anyway, sorry. Off topic. Board games. We're on the topic of video game board game topic today, and I see Beskar Snake is ready to go with. Is unless you want me to go first.
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. I can't guess
which one. I knew like one of them had to be Metal Gear. Anyways, go on if you'd like to first.
So I know there's a lot more out there. I don't know, you know, I couldn't tell you what the first video game to board game.
Probably, I'm assuming Monopoly or Fortnite Monopoly or something like that. See something like Monopoly related.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. But as you can see, I do have, in fact, some video game related board games. This one, I think the Assassin's Creed one is the one I've had the longest. Hmm. I can't remember for sure. It's either that or Metal Gear Solid Risk. I don't remember. This one I got as a gift from somebody. So I can't exactly recall when I got it. But obviously, big Metal Gear Solid fan.
Never would have guessed. Wait, what? Hold on.
I heard they were doing a Risk collaboration, I'm like, well, I got to get that. And it was tough to get, but one of my coworkers actually worked at Books a Million, and he kept me abreast of stock info, and I was finally able to get my hands on it. We played that quite a bit, as a lot of fun, of course. Assassin's Creed ties in pretty decently with the game. I haven't played that one in years, so I don't remember exactly the ins and outs, but they do a decent job. The Fallout game, it's one that you can play by yourself for an RPG, or you can play it with friends. A lot of information to it, a lot of things that really tie in with the game, and that's a lot of fun. The one that I haven't actually been able to play, but you can play it by yourself, or I believe with people, is, let me just set these down for half a second.
Did I tell you about that Metal Gear Solid on Kickstarter?
I think you did, but sure this one, this one has had a storied history. It's so, there's so much. It's so much stuff.
One of my games, I only brought one because it was still in the box. So there's actually two sets. So yeah, anyways.
This is my workout routine now.
Yeah.
This one had a rough life. You can see there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
I remember seeing something about it years ago, and I got really excited about it, and I talked about it a little bit online, and some people that I knew on there, they said, hey, we actually got to see that at like a game convention, board game convention, gaming convention.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. They're like, oh, you know, they had little bits. Well, then, so I signed up for it, got it all ready to go and everything, and then I got the dreadful email that was, well, they had to shut the project down for copyright or something. There's some issue that they had where they weren't allowed to do that. I remember that,
yeah.
And I was super bummed out, really upset. I was like, man, you know, that's a piece of Metal Gear Solid that I would love to have. I would love to have that as a thing, and I didn't want it to be real. Thought, okay, it's never happening. I think I was getting ready to drive home from work one day.
Yeah.
And I just happened to pull up my phone and check my emails. And I saw something about, hey, your order can be placed again if you're interested or something. You know, something to that effect. And I was like, I was a little leery.
Hopefully not texting and driving.
No. I was getting ready to leave work. I specifically remember I had not left work yet. So I started to kind of look it up, and I went through the other channels to make sure it wasn't a scam or something like that. So I'd gone through my original channel, and luckily, you know, it obviously turned out to be real. I was concerned that I had gotten scammed because I saw that some people were starting to get theirs kind of, and mine was like scheduled to be delivered. And then it wasn't, and it was just kind of it was a little nerve-wracking, but obviously it still made it. Like I said, I have not been able to check it out. Sorry, I'm just trying to look up one more thing that I just remembered about things being canceled. Yeah. Oh, man, that's so depressing. So, yeah. Going on another little kick.
Mm-hmm.
August 23rd of 2016.
Yeah.
I had
10 years ago, almost.
Almost 10 years ago. I got the email that my pre-order was canceled because of licensing issues and stuff like that for Final Fantasy VII Monopoly.
Yeah.
So that was upsetting. You know, you'd think with Monopoly is so easy to transfer to so many different things, because all you need is so many places within the game. You know, you don't even need to really make anything up as long as there's enough content within the game itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one stung. So when I thought I was getting the same thing with the Metal Gear Solid, I was like, oh man, you know, gonna miss out on this. But no, that one I'm I do want to finally check it out at some point. Like I said, you can play it by yourself. It has a bunch of scenarios.
Oh, wow.
And you set up the map and the guards and stuff like that and kind of movement, or you can play it with other people.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how that works with other people. Like, I don't know if you control the bosses and somebody controls Snake, or if you control the guards. It says up to four players. So, yeah. I have to look into that a little bit more. The last one that I'm going to talk about just really quick
Keep talking. I'm going to be
back. Okay. The last one that I am running into, it's the newest one, and I am doing my absolute best to not get too deep into it. But the massive collaboration of Magic the Gathering and Final Fantasy. They have so much awesomeness within all of this, and I can't handle it. I've been watching so many videos on like card openings and stuff, and just come on, they're just
gorgeous. Sorry, go on. I kind of fell out of like card games.
I haven't touched the Magic last time
or anything.
The last time I even played anything Magic related was actually Extra Life United. When I went a few years ago, they had a tournament for the computerized mobile version of Magic the Gathering, and I won some money only because everybody who played got money. So it wasn't a lot, but I didn't win a game. I haven't, even really looked at Magic, and now they have this, and there's another, I don't even know what you call them, but like theme called Edge of Eternities. And I looked it up and it's space opera themed, and I've seen some of the artwork and some of those are really awesome.
Yeah.
And then I saw that I didn't even realize they had a Fallout collaboration. There was a Doctor Who collaboration. I need to stay away from that. Cause
I was going to say, goes your paycheck this week.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's
just those titles alone. Like, I feel like that's all smoking Beskar Snake right there.
I mean, Bugenhagen, come on. It's Bugenhagen. Who doesn't love Bugenhagen?
I don't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You love Bugenhagen.
Sure. Now I do, I guess.
Like I said, there's been some really cool collaborations with that. So, if we're not just sticking directly with board games and we're just going with tabletop in general, obviously there's a ton more games out there. And I know, Scouter's going to show off and talk about some others as well, but
show and tell today.
There are so many really fun, and I there might even be some that I have that I'm not even remembering. Arguably, I don't know if you can put them into Mario, like Mario Party, but like even like the Snake Amiibo. Yeah. If you want to go with like a board game I know it's a video game by itself, but it's a video game board game.
It's basically collectible items.
Yeah, and this is Snake is the only one that I've ever bought.
Funny before. Story about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, I do have Sephiroth, but yeah.
Funny story about that is I have these like Lego Portal Dimension figures. The funny story about this one is I didn't buy the game before I got it. And then I also have the companion cube. So I like cheated online to look up how to build it. And it was amazing. And you're welcome.
Shame.
I mean, honestly, it saved me, probably $60 for Lego Dimensions. And now that's a rare item. Cause I feel like, they don't make those anymore for sure. So, do you feel like you collect them for a collector's item or like the video game aspect of it? Or like, let's say it's Curious Expedition 33, a game that you somewhat like as a board game, and you're like, yeah, I like the video game enough to buy it. I'm gonna buy it. So, like, what do you base off of your determination on, like, why you buy them?
So it really depends. Like with these ones, you know, Assassin's Creed got as a gift. At the time, really enjoyed the series. Was playing every game that was coming out, having a lot of fun with it. Thoroughly enjoying that. So I probably would have bought it even if I just saw it online or, you know, in a store or something like that, because I like the world. Metal Gear Solid Risk, that one, me and a couple buddies were already playing Risk semi-regularly, not all the time, but at least regularly enough that mixing a game series that I really enjoy that I wanted to put more money into to show. I really like the aspect of these two games in showing that the world, there are still people in the world and in the gaming community that want more content from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
So having Risk, a game that we already played and already enjoyed, that was a no-brainer. And then with the Metal Gear Solid game, that one of the biggest selling points, I'll show in a second, just on the back, they have some good stuff about them. Fallout, I don't remember how I initially saw that there was a Fallout board game, but I remember getting a really good deal online from like a Facebook marketplace or something, someone who was selling it, brand new, still in, you know, plastic and all of that. Got it for a really cheap price, but that's one that the gameplay looked really fun, and I like the world a lot. So that really, really did it. But as if I wasn't already sold on Metal Gear Solid, you can see they have a Metal Gear Rex figure, and it's huge.
Cool.
It literally takes up to probably about there.
Yeah.
And this lid's really difficult to get off.
Fine.
The vacuum and everything.
Yeah.
But the best thing is they've got a little
cardboard
box figure.
That is actually cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Got his little foot poking out. So when you set it up, so they have a couple of those. You got the bosses and some guards and stuff like that. And just the detail. Cardboard box.
It would have been more funny if it was made out of the cardboard.
You know that. I agree. That would have been perfect. But
give and
like take. That just shows that the people doing this weren't just trying to make a quick buck.
Right.
They really enjoy the source material and really wanted to highlight that.
Yeah.
So now that's, you gotta paint them. You know what? I could sit here and say, I'm going to paint them absolutely 100%, and then I could say, oh, I painted them. They're still drying.
Yeah.
But I think after 3, 4, 5 podcasts of saying they're still drying, you guys might catch on
that you're not actually painting them.
Yeah. The viewers and the listeners to this
don't
podcast,
disappoint any viewers. I mean, we try not to, but
they're unfortunately they're all very smart.
Exactly.
So they're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, we can't outsmart them.
And then Final Fantasy, I haven't touched, you know, Magic in years. I can't remember if I mentioned it or not. Remember
the last time I played any card game.
But, you know, I played the mobile version in a charity tournament a few years ago. And so there's been a lot of other collaborations that Magic has done in seeing this, just with Fallout, which obviously mentioned before, Doctor Who, there's Marvel, there's Spider-Man's coming out soon. There's a lot of really cool ones that I need to keep my wallet away from, because they could easily sink a lot of money into them, since, you know, you're never guaranteed. Like this was a Commander deck, so this one I knew I was going to get Cloud. Like, you know, they're specific. They have 4 Commander decks for 4 of the different Final Fantasy games. But any other packs, you know, it's a roll of the dice. You know, there's been crate openings and loot box openings and stuff in video games for, unfortunately, a little while now for microtransactions. Pokemon and Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh, all those. I mean, that's what they are. It's a mechanic of just, hey, you're not guaranteed to get the cards that you necessarily are looking for when you open those packs. So, really quick to go on your example of Expedition 33. I think I love the game world enough that I would be very interested in a board game. I'd want to see if and how they tied in the mechanics of the game to the board game.
Yeah.
Like I said, with the Metal Gear Solid game, you know, like you saw, they had the cardboard box. So the cardboard box is somehow integrated to the game. The map is Shadow Moses Island. The bosses are the bosses you play against. The guards are in there. The rooms, the scenarios, all of those things tie into the world and the game themselves. So I would want to see how the game mechanics tied into Expedition 33, if they made a board game of it. I'd be very interested in it. The game is really good. The story is incredible. So
you're incredible. Got him.
Oh, hey, thanks. Aw.
Yeah.
I
compliment Beskar once in a while.
A very long answer to your question.
Oh, no.
The short answer, it's definitely a mix.
Yeah.
We
got to fill in an hour, so you know, anytime we want to blab about it, it's fine.
You know the magic cards, 100% interested because of the Final Fantasy tie-in. If they made a Metal Gear Solid tie-in, I would buy every pack on the planet. it definitely a mix for me. But with that, I have talked to myself.
That's fine.
To oblivion. So
that's fine. That's why I have you around. So I'm gonna show. This is technically not a board game. This is my first actual, technically not really board game. See if these role playing game. They actually do have a board game, but yeah, I had to just buy it. this was before I became addicted. I just saw it. And to like answer my questions, I literally just saw it. It was like, because I think during that time, it was early Sea of Thieves, and probably this map is out of date to what the map is today. That's probably how early that access is. And I bought it out of a whim. I'd say also in a role playing aspect, video game related, but the video game stole from the role-playing game Call of Cthulhu. That was, in my knowledge, a role-playing game before, maybe I'm wrong, a role-playing game before a board game. So I have that as a role-playing game as well, I guess, if you count that. I don't have any Monopoly. I think I was looking earlier. I think I mentioned this at some point, maybe on a stream, but I just like the original copies of things, as you can see behind me. There's like the original Risk, another Risk, there's Operation, there's like these old school Risks and Life and stuff like that over there. I just like the original stuff. I don't want a sticker on Monopoly or Risk. I rather have the old school version. In my opinion, I mean, if let's say BioShock Infinite came out with one, 100%, but they don't. So at the meantime, I'm stuck with these. So, I got, of course, the Resident Evil board game. This is probably from the original. This was a recent Kickstarter, so I think this was like the original game. And then I don't know too much about it. As you can see, I didn't even open it yet. So that's how well that is. Of course, Portal. I again picked this up on a whim. I think I tried to read the rules. Of course, you need more than one player to play. Actually, I just saw that that's literally Cave Johnson on the back playing the game.
Does he have the lemons?
I don't see any lemons on here.
Is he winning with the lemons?
No, doesn't look like it.
but it seems cool. And of course, BioShock Infinite, a board game, because I had to. I think they released, I tried to read the rules on the, like, some, I'm bad with rules, okay? I am terrible at reading rules. I try to look online to have someone idiot-proof it to me, as always, but I have yet to get around with, look, I have no friends to play with, all right?
We'll just talk about the video game. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, yeah. this one is not really video game related. I just had to show it off. It's kind of in a way, so excuse me. But the Humble Bundle tabletop accessory. I mean, they technically in a way.
Yeah. Definitely video game adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, they too. Sure. Technically, they do because they have metal tokens of these games, Psychonauts and FTL stuff. And
what's that deck of cards up there?
It is FTL Risk of. Wait, what did I even get? Maybe I never even opened these. Because it looks like there's a list of them. It says FTL Risk of Rain, Bit Tramp, Ganic, Dust Force. Sorry, I can't read that. And Awesome Knot. So I'm curious now. It looks like I did open these because I'm a savage. I think it's all of them in one. Okay. Yeah, it's just like all of them. I'm just gotcha. Showing two examples, but yeah. So it looks like all of them are in this deck. So technically, it is video game related. But I had to show it off. But yeah, the reason like why we picked this topic is there is a Don't Starve Together board game that's coming out. It's on going to be on Kickstarter shortly. And you bet I'm going to pick it up. just for that aspect, like, to answer my question alone for these games, I would say, like, I just wanted Resident Evil because I like the game. Of course I will. I think this board game is based on the original, like, but I don't know if that will make any significant difference for me in the board game. Portal, again, just saw it and I was like, I like it enough to buy it. So to answer more my question, I'd say I like it enough to buy it and to collect it to say I have it.
Yeah.
Same thing with BioShock Infinite. I mean, I would love to learn how to play it. I just haven't gotten around to it. But Sea of Thieves role playing. I need friends to play it with. I will look at some point the board game because I think it's enough that I just haven't bought it yet to buy it. And for sure, Don't Starve Together. I mean, it's, as I mentioned, one of my first favorite, like, indie game that I just fell in love with, so I gotta have it. I'm gonna shoot it. I'm gonna go for it because it's I love it enough and I play it enough to question it. But yeah, I think probably for your statement, like, if it'd probably be good to, like, to bring the example Exposition 33, if it's something related to that aspect, like, let's say it's a Trackmania thing. I mean, I would still buy it, but I would probably, like, if it's on the border of like, I don't know if I like that game enough, but probably is your statement to see, like, if I would like it enough to buy it, to initiate, to end up buying it, maybe watch a gameplay or the rules. Because maybe if I had seen the rules of, like, BioShock, I probably wouldn't. I'm just lying to you. I still would get it. But yeah, I mean, I love board games. I just don't have the people or the friends to play them with. Or, like, obviously, right now it's like other board games that people like that would rather play it than BioShock Infinite. Not everyone, I just hate to say this, not everyone likes BioShock Infinite, or not everyone likes Assassin's Creed. So how are you gonna ask your friends to play that with you? I mean, that one is a forgiven because it's the first player, but still, it is what it is.
So, two things really quick. One,
yeah,
one that I don't have because it is actually at my parents' house, but I remembered the very first video game video game, card game, television show tie-in board game.
Oh yeah,
that I ever had.
It's Pokemon Master. Pokemon Master
Trainer. Which what really hurts is when I looked that up, the first picture that I see is eBay, and it says Pokemon Master Trainer board game, vintage, Hasbro, 100% complete, 1999 rare Kanto,
Jesus,
$134.99.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the first video game board game tie-in card game ever I've had personally.
Yeah. At least to my awareness, the Sea of Thieves is one. I probably did have something like that Pokemon related, but I couldn't tell you at all. To go to your link you sent me, that's a great example for me. Bloodborne, the board game. I play enough Bloodborne. I love the game. It's very frustrating. It's very salty, but I do not want to spend $100 on it. I don't love it enough to be like, yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure the game looks pretty. The figures are pretty and beautiful.
I seriously thought about getting it. I will say, for anybody that is interested, I know I didn't show it off during this podcast, but the company that did the Metal Gear Solid board game, this the big honking guy down here, did the Bloodborne game.
Oh wow! So you gotta get it now.
But to me, that just shows that it is going to the same quality. They got three miniatures, four hunter dashboards, 266 poker cards, four trick weapon dashboards, 225 mini cards, 104 tokens, 18. There's a lot to it. So yeah, it's $110. But if you really enjoy it, if you like board games, if you like the Bloodborne world and things like that, you're going to get some value.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out, but yeah, I don't know.
That's like we said. Obviously, Scouter's been playing a lot of Bloodborne. He's been kicking butt in it.
Okay. I just beat Rom, which is a fairly, I feel like, simple boss, and it took me months. So,
fun fact, really quick on the Bloodborne kick. I know we're going way off topic here.
It's fine.
Surprise, surprise. Bloodborne is the only Soulsborne game that I have actually beaten, and I accidentally beat it. And then I legitimately beat it. There's a part where if you choose one dialogue option, you win.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose the other one, you have to fight. And so I did the dialogue option and I won.
Yeah.
Accidentally, not realizing it. And then I went back and chose the other one and actually fought, you know, that character and whatnot. But yeah, there's a ton of board games out there that are video game tie-ins. There's a lot more coming. I remember I saw just recently there was a Sniper Elite board game, which I like the Sniper Elite games a lot. And that could be a really fun board game. But I didn't pick it up. It was actually, I was working a charity event, and we had it as one of our raffles. And I almost donated to get in the raffle, but I'm like, yeah, I'm going to let somebody else try to, I'm not going to potentially make people think that it's like a, collusion or anything like that, even though I would have had the same odds as anyone else. I'm like, if I'm going to buy it, I'll just go buy it myself.
So real quick, go back a little bit. The boss that I beat before Rom is the Shadow of Yharnam, which is the three dudes that you fight. That one's a swords, one's a flame dude, one's another flame dude. The three dudes. And then Rom, that according to this webpage, which may not be true, they're ranked number four as the hardest, most hardest in the game. And Rom, which I just beat, is number 14. And that, I feel like Rom took me longer to beat, which is like a glowy spoiler that is just, it's a hard game, but it's so fun.
I really would like to get back into it, but Sekiro, really great game. Oh. Really tough, everything like that. There's a boss in that I got up to. I can't remember his name, but he's on horseback. People that have played the game religiously will know who I'm talking about. He kicked my butt for the longest time, and I gave up on it. And I played other things, and then one time I went back, and on like the first or second try, I beat him. So I was like, "What the? What?" I don't know if I was just too much in my headspace, but maybe that's what it was for you. Maybe with the three guys, you were just really on point, really cognizant of everything, and just getting, you know. But with Rom, you know, it just wasn't your day. It's been so long since I've played. it's been so long since I played Bloodborne. I don't remember any of the bosses other than like Father Gascoigne, and I couldn't tell you anything else about it. Great game, loved it, had a lot of fun with it, but it's been years. I haven't played it since PS3, so.
So I didn't mention PS3? This early on.
Was it on PS3 or was it on PS4?
Sorry. It's kind of like this dating thing that I was in, but it wasn't dating. It was kind of like it's called speed dating, but it's speed like making streamer friends, basically.
PlayStation 4, sorry, not
that's okay. And one of them, like, we had questionnaires and stuff. It doesn't matter. One of them, have you heard of Death's Door?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that one looks up your alley, I think, in terms of beautifulness and like Bloodborne-esque in a way, or Soulsborne. But yeah. Anyways,
I'm really excited. I do have Death's Door. I have not played it, but I do own it.
Oh, okay.
I am excited on that note. To finally check out Lies of P, because that's going to be a free game with PlayStation Plus. So excited! I've heard that's like kind of like an upgraded Bloodborne, like a modern day spiritual successor. Really good game. A lot of people
they're coming back. I mean, like people are love the DLC. I'm aware, like people like the DLC. Yeah. So. Might as well ship that when you can, I guess. So
yeah.
Well, anyways, I will let you go, but let us know what games or video games that, board games related that you guys have. We'd love to hear it. And which one's your favorite? And which one would you like to sell because you made a mistake? I don't know. Tell us everything. Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets. That's fine too.
And what's your favorite board game or your favorite video game that you would like to be turned into a board game? And would you want it to have the same mechanics, or would you want it to be
a trial? I think I added you. They made a card deck, but obviously not the game.
What video game would you want to be turned into a board game? And if you're asking yourself that question, you might even find out that it already actually has a board game. So definitely check it out.
And then while you're at it, check out Beskar Snake on Twitch and Twitter and all this stuff. See how I segue into that so smoothly? Look at that. Look, that was just poo. I've been doing this for a long time. Anyways, he's on Twitch. He does things when he wants to, but he tweets maybe. When's the last time he tweeted? I don't think. When is the last one? Are you existing online, sir? How can I plug you anymore?
Actually, I did tweet something today, but it was in response to something else, video game related. But
yeah, no, that's funny. Just mostly your achievements. So if you want to follow Beskar for his achievements and how he
locks. I forgot those were automatic. That's hilarious.
So
then there's some Death Stranding trophies in there.
Fair enough. So check him out. Check out this podcast. I didn't plug it last time with our guests because I was selfish.
Much more.
And I wanted to plug Sally and WDC. Well, mostly Whales and Dolphins than us. We're not as important.
Much more important.
They're up there and we're down here. So,
hey, you put us at 9.
Yeah,
PS2 cases now.
It went down a little. We're getting closer. Check out this podcast. It's on Spotify, on YouTube, on Scudder215, on Spotify. It is on Robot Attack. Sorry with the changes. Just I don't feel like changing it. It makes my life easier. But yes, thanks for all listening, watching, and we love you all, especially you listening right now. You right there. I love you the most.
Oh, and
tell the other ones.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. Goodbye. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye.